Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys that will hopefully unlock the door to your happiness. Sorry for the late post today, but I had a busy weekend. But I'm glad you're here. And if this is your first time here, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the show. Let me know how you found it. If you like the show, maybe your friends will too. Share the podcast. You might just change someone's life. Hey, that music that you heard in the beginning of the show and you will hear at the end was written especially for the show by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications. Check out some of his publications at schultzmusic.com. Also, check out some of my merchandise at bepositivepodcast.com. Click the merch tab and pick something up for you or for somebody else. Remember, all that merchandise goes towards the book to get this book published. And the book is called The Positive Perspective. It should be out before Christmas. I'm shooting for that. That's what I'm shooting for. Also, if you got your phone in your hand, send me a text. Let me know where you are, where you're, what you're listening on, and maybe drop me a little emoji or something like that. Some people are doing that. It's kind of cool. The number is 304-506-3332. Let me know what you're thinking today. All right. If you got a story or you got a problem or you've got some issues, we've all got issues, but you want my perspective on it. And maybe you think your story will help somebody else. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story and tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on an upcoming show, and I just might give you a shout out on the air, just like Andrea listening in El Paso, Texas, listening on Spotify. Andrea, thanks for checking out the show and taking the time to let me know. I love the way that rhymes like that. Also, Summer listening on Spotify. I don't know where you are, but thanks for listening. Okay, the thought for today, now we're at that part of the show where I don't have anything planned. The thought for today is live every moment to the fullest. You got to live every moment to the fullest. You have to enjoy your life 100% as much as you can. Don't let anything bring you down or take away from the enjoyment of life, all right? So live every moment to the fullest. Become aware of what's going on around you. All right, I want to read a couple of quick emails I have talking about the show, and then we'll get to the actual show. One of them says, I listened to the podcast for the first time last night. What can I say? Today is the first day of the rest of my life. It isn't easy. It won't be easy, but it will be better than it was before, and it will continue to be better every freaking day. Thank you, Nat, truly, and keep them coming. Well, I appreciate letters like that. Thank you. I'm so glad that I'm helping. Here's another one. It says, hi, I've been listening to your podcast for over a year now, and you have definitely changed my life for the better. I'm 17. I'm at a job where I'm unhappy, and I've tried changing my attitude and my mindset towards it, but I just hate it. I want to quit. I tried to, but they convinced me to stay, so I did because I felt bad. Also, I'm scared to stay jobless. Thank you for your podcast. Okay. Well, I appreciate all the letters and let me know that you are getting through it with a positive attitude. I really appreciate that. All right, today's show, it comes from an email, like most of them do, and this one's called My Past Abuse Still Haunts Me. Now, this is a tough letter to read, but I am going to read it to you and talk about it. This is depressing, but the ending is great. I have been a slow learner since preschool to the 12th grade. I was a special ed all the way through school, and I mean it was hard, and I was a nice kid and had moments where I was really mean to my friends and my family. My dad had been my supporter. Now he's getting tired of me talking to him about everything when he told me I could talk to him about everything. But now I need to work on things on my own and with my therapist. I want to be positive and be kind and happy. I got exposed to porn in the fourth grade by a friend. It was not fun, and it's been struggling to stay positive with that. And I got touched when I was 10 by my own cousin, and between struggling to stay positive with that also, I blame myself for being touched and exposed by porn. It's not my fault. I had those things happen to me. You're absolutely right about that. My therapist even said, it's not your fault you were abused by those people. I can change it, and it will get better. I am in charge of myself, and I want to be kind. Well, that's great right there that you think that way. Okay, and so it goes on to say, I go to therapy, and it makes me happy, and my therapist is very supportive. My family's right in need to be more positive and change my thinking, and thanks for these podcasts. I will be ultimately happy, and it is my responsibility to be happy. Hope this makes sense. All right, this is an anonymous letter, but you're obviously been struggling with something your whole life, stuff your whole life. But the way you word it at the end, when you say you need to be more happy and you're changing your thinking and you understand your responsibility to be happy. But the thing that sticks out in my mind is I think deep down you still blame yourself for what happened to you. And although I can't relate to it from a personal experience, I have talked to people who have had that kind of experience and get through it, but you never forget it. You just have to understand you're never going to forget it, but don't give it energy. Don't focus on it. It happened. It's past. It doesn't do anything to you now unless you let it. You have to think about someone who has maybe lost a leg or goes blind. There's two ways to take it. You can blame the world and let it bring you down, or you can relearn life and bring yourself up and be a positive role model for yourself and for others. So here you are with this horrifying past that I can't even imagine how it's made you feel. You've come to terms with it. You know it's not your fault, and you go into therapy. Now, the one thing that you said earlier is that your father had been your supporter. Now he's tired of you talking to him about everything. That's a problem to me. When you can't talk to your parents about anything or everything, there's a disconnect. And you can, it's hard for me to talk to you about that because I always had such a great relationship with my parents and I kind of was spoiled, not spoiled, but I had a great childhood. So learning from after doing this podcast for a few years, I've heard so many stories and talked to so many people. I understand kind of what you're going through. So your dad maybe is moving on from it. He understands. He's trying to, I think, put a positive spin on it. I think your dad is saying that he's tired of you talking to him about it because he wants you to move on from it as well. And maybe everything he said over all these years has helped, but he doesn't know what else to say and he doesn't want to keep dwelling on it and doesn't want you to keep focusing on it. Maybe that's his way of showing you that it's time to move on. And that's how I would take that. So when you're in that frame of mind and it comes up in your mind, you say, yep, it happened. It changed me back then, but now I have a choice to be the person that I want to be. I can choose my feelings. I can choose what upsets me, and I'm choosing not to live in the past. I'm moving forward. Whatever happened in the past is the past, and if you let it dictate your future, then you're still living in the past. Does that make sense? If you keep feeling it was your fault and your life is the way it is because of that one instance or that time in your life. Your life is messed up because you were abused as a child or because you were sexually abused or whatever it is. If you hold on to that way of thinking, that is the way your life will be. Remember, I always say what you think about, you bring about. So if you're thinking about the past, you're going to create more of it. If you're thinking about your bad feelings towards what happened in the past, you're going to create more bad feelings. So it happened. You can't change that. Thinking about it, dwelling on it is not going to change it. It's going to magnify it. It's going to create the negative energy in your body. It's going to keep firing and wiring those negative neurons in your brain and to keep that memory alive. And the more you think about it, the more you dig into it, the more you try to analyze why it happened to you or why me or how could this person do that, the more you're giving energy to it. So it happened. You can't change it. You can only change your reaction to it. And maybe it will help you if you seek out other people who have been through that and help them to get through it because experiencing it firsthand. And then maybe finding kids that have been abused and going somewhere and talking to them will help you to release that anger and that hurt and that all those feelings you have because of it. So if your past abuse is still haunting you, you can try to get through it by helping others. And that's you're going to be reliving your past a little bit, but by telling it to somebody else and by seeing how you can help someone else will take the strength out of that, the negative energy out of that past experience and turn it into a positive experience. So where, sure, you had something horrible happen to you, but because it happened to you and you learned how to deal with it and you learned how to talk about it and you realize it wasn't your fault, maybe you can convey that message to somebody else. Maybe you can help someone else get through that pain faster than you did, because it looks like you experienced that for a long, long time. And you've been in special ed and you've had some, maybe some learning disabilities and all that stuff, but that's okay. You know, there's people, Einstein failed out of school. There's some great speakers. Gary Vaynerchuk was horrible in school because it didn't work for him. It wasn't what he was here for. So maybe you're probably really smart at something else. Maybe not doing math or English or writing what's a noun and a pronoun. You know, maybe that stuff doesn't work for you. Find your strength. Find your purpose. And expand on that. We're here to share something. For me, it's this podcast and playing drums. I've been playing drums since I was 3 years old. It's a natural for me. And it makes people feel good. It makes me feel good. It's a happy thing to do. And I've been doing it all my life. And that's one of the things I am here to do. I'm also here to share happiness and make people happy. I know I am because I do it all the time. But it don't let your past, let me say this again, don't let your past dictate your future, because your future will become your past. And you just keep rehashing the same old shit, and it doesn't, you don't get better. You might be able to bury those feelings a little bit, but if you keep thinking about it, they're going to come back up. Deal with it, put it away, put it in the file cabinet and lock that door, unless you want to share it with other people to try to help them get through these trying times that they're going through. And by doing that, it may help you to release that anger and to release that hurt and move on. And you'll be helping someone else. And it's a great feeling. Trust me, I know. All right, so don't let your past abuse haunt you. It's a horrible, horrible thing that happened. The people that did it to you should be strung up, but you can't go for revenge. You can't have hate. You can't relive that hurt. So let's move on. And I, by the words you say at the end, your therapy makes you happy. Your therapist is very supportive. Don't be, don't condemn your dad, because maybe he just doesn't know how to deal with it anymore. Maybe it hurts him as much as it does you to go over it over and over again too, and he wasn't there for you. So maybe, you know, you have to also look at it from the other side. So maybe it's bothering him too. So I wish you a lot of luck. I hope whoever wrote this will respond in an email and let me know how their life is going. You don't classify yourself as a slow learner. Don't say that you're a special ed. Don't say that you can't do anything. Because remember, whatever you say is true. So if you say, I can't do this, guess what? You can't do it. But if you say, I can do it, and I will do it, you've made that verbal commitment to yourself, and you will do it. You will, because you don't want to lie to yourself. Nobody wants to lie to themselves. So do it. Do what you want to do, and get through this transitional time. Step into that river of change. Get through this change, and be happy that you are alive and that you have gotten through it. And the past is the past. Don't let it dictate your future. I say that all the time. And sometimes it's really hard because it was such an impactful time in your life and made it such an impression on you and helped to create the person that you were. So don't let it haunt you. And by your letter, I could tell that you are working on things and you're, it's going to be difficult, but you can stay positive. All right. So that's all I got. I hope it helps. I hope this show helps. Helps you as much as it helps so many people. I really appreciate it. And Andrea and Summer, thanks for taking the time to let me know you're listening to the show. If you got a second, drop me a text at 304-506-3332. I will get right back to you as soon as I grab my phone. All right. Don't forget the book, Positive Perspective, coming out before the end of the year. Go to the website, pick something up for Christmas for somebody, and share the positivity. All right. That's it. That's the show. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we could all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.